This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Oh, you got the music going. You're trying to suck up here, Marcos. I can already tell. You got the man. He's coming out here. I can already feel it. It's gonna be like Big Three Air again. Oh, Patty the Bad. Kaseya Center is gonna be rocking when this man comes to the Heat's house. Coming up through UFC 314. Let's get him on here in the co-main event. But he may be the people's main event, taking on Michael Chandler. Patty the Batty Pimblett joining us here on the show. Patty, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me on. I hope you're all good.
We're good, man. We can't wait to see you in action down here in April for UFC 314. That is going to be an absolute blast. Do you get the goosies every single time you hear the people chant your name? Like, I imagine that's got to be an unbelievable feeling that never gets old when they start doing the Patty the Batty chant.
Yeah, never, ever, ever gets old, and it never will. Makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
How long have you, did you have an idea that Miami was a possibility? Was this a destination that you had in mind that you potentially wanted to go to, or was this something that came along quickly?
No, this is a show that I wanted to fight on. I've never been to Miami before. I've always wanted to go, so why not fight there? And the fight with Chandler got mentioned in like December. And the card that I wanted to fight on was Miami, UFC 314. So when we was discussing it, it was stuff was like, will it be later? Will it be a different date? I was like, no, I want to fight April 12th in Miami.
Is it like normally, how often, how early do you normally go to a card to like train? Because, you know, you're coming down a little bit later for this one. How early do you normally go?
Normally it's about 12 days before, so normally I'll fly. Yeah, normally I'll fly on like the Wednesday, not the week of, the week before. This time I'm gonna fly the Thursday because Liverpool, my football team, have a game on the Wednesday night against our city rivals.
So wait, you're that hardcore of a sports fan, Patty, that you're like, I'm not doing that on TV. I have to catch them in person. Yeah. Like, it's that important to you?
Yeah, I have to. Liverpool are going to win the league this year, and I was at the game against Everton the other week when they scored the last minute equaliser and we drew 2-2. So I need to be there in live and in person when we absolutely demolished them at our home ground.
So you would disagree with the statement that Messi and the Pinks at Inter Miami would kill Liverpool?
Who said that, lad? Who said that?
he gave you a look.
I hope when I'm there that there is an Inter Miami game. Now I'd love to go and watch them. Know what I mean? Messi, Busquets, Suarez, who's one of our best players ever.
Here's what I would say: stadium's a little bit smaller.
What do you make of Chandler as an opponent, man? He's obviously been at the highest of heights in the sport. Like, how do you look at this one as a test against him?
No, every fight's a test, no matter who it is. No, you can't overlook anybody or think that you've already won. I've done that in the past, and I had my worst performance ever against Jared Gordon, who's Chandler's teammate. So I've learned a good lesson from that. You can't ever overlook anybody, because once that cage door shuts, anyone can win. It doesn't matter. But I respect Michael Chandler. You know what I mean? He's coming to the UFC, and he's only for the top of the division. He's only for killers. And I'm going to come in and prove that I'm another killer that everyone needs to stop underestimating.
Do you feel like, from your standpoint, I'm sure you've been excited to get to this point of taking on a top 10 guy to kind of vault up the rankings, but like you deal with the haters and doubters all the time, like in your performances. Like, how excited are you just the idea, like, this is your chance now to just kind of show everybody, no, I'm the real deal?
Well, yeah, I already know I'm the real deal. It's just showing people. But at the same time, when I beat Michael Chandler, the goalposts will get moved again. Know what I mean? When I beat Bobby Green before the fight, everyone was like, oh, Bobby's going to knock him out, Paddy's not on that level. And then when I choked him unconscious, everyone was like, oh, Bobby's old, Bobby was never going to win. Know what I mean? So it's going to be the same. I know when I beat Michael Chandler, everyone will be like, oh, Chandler's old, he's only ever won two fights in the UFC, Paddy's not that good. So I'm used to it.
Can I just tell you, that's what terrifies me about somebody who could choke you out. That's a terrible way to lose. I'd rather, like, if an overhand right gets in and I get knocked out, I can live with that. But to get choked out and have to beg somebody to stop choking me, like, stop, like, that is the worst way to, that is the worst way to lose a fight. And so when I see fighters like you, sometimes it's, you know, it's not as free flowing as two people who are in there boxing each other's brains out. But once you get your hooks on somebody, it's night, and that's terrifying.
Yeah, I personally, I'd rather get choked unconscious and go asleep. You know what I mean? You wouldn't
really.
You wouldn't catch me tapping. I'd just go unconscious and go asleep. I'd definitely rather not get knocked out. No way.
It's also that mentality, too.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
So, like, you got to have the mentality, like, just put me to sleep. I'm not tapping out. Like, that in itself is crazy to me. Like, like the first sign of up. You don't even consider it. You don't even consider it. Like, no.
The only way I would consider it, obviously, if it's an arm lock where it's going to snap me arm, or leg lock where it's going to snap me knee. But even then, I'd do my best not to tap. My dog's going nuts in me out here. What are you doing, Len?
We're used to that.
Steps like he's a horse galloping.
What kind of dog is it? What do you got?
He's a Rottweiler cross with an XL bulldog.
Of course. They don't care.
He's big, and he thinks he's the size of a chihuahua. Get off me shoe. Just start to rob me shoe now.
By the way, Patty, our producer Marcos, who's a huge fan of yours, he's letting us know the day after UFC 314 in April, the Inter Miami is playing Chicago. So you gotta get the hookup with Beckham, man. You gotta get you to the stadium after you beat Michael Chandler.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to get that sorted. You're not wrong. Love to meet one of my heroes when I was a child, Luis Suarez, and obviously Messi, the best player I've ever seen live.
A couple of things in your division I wanted to ask you about, Patty. Were you surprised at all that Topuria ended up going up to 155? Because there was some talk that this was going to be a title defense against Volkanovski versus at featherweight, and then all of a sudden he's jumping up to your weight class. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I thought he was going to defend. You know what I mean? He's only defended the belt once. And I think it was a... I know he's knocked a lot of people out, but against Volk, Volk had only just recovered from getting head kicked 12 weeks earlier and knocked clean out by Islam. So I think if he fought Volk again, it'd be a different fight. I think he half ran away from Volk. But, you know, you can't really say that because he knocked him out with a punch last year. But I think he knew Volk was going to give him a run for his money. So he thought, no, I'll just vacate and I'll move up. But I don't understand why he's moved up. He's tiny. He's saying he can't make the weight anymore, but he's tiny. He's not even a big featherweight. Never mind big enough for lightweight. If he fights Islam, he'll get manhandled and he'll get submitted. So I don't even understand why he's moved up.
What about, I mean, like, listen, that could be something that you see in the future now that is in your weight class. What do you imagine you do against him?
I think I'm also manhandling him. Know what I mean? Anyone he's ever fought, only started to have a boxing match with him, which is just stupid. He's got good boxing. He's got power in his hands. We'll have to see how the power transfers up to 155 because he's fighting bigger men. And if I fought him, I'd just kick him around the cage until I took him down and then submit him.
Do you feel like it was a little bit of a back and forth between you and Dustin Poirier? He said he didn't want to do his last fight against you, but if you beat Michael Chandler, like, do you feel like, hey, would that, you know, pique his interest, you think, to maybe do a Poirier fight, or no interest from you on that?
No, of course I'm interested in fighting anyone with rank above me, and Dustin Poirier's half a legend. I meant no disrespect when I said stuff about Poirier, but I think he took it personally. So, you know, if he wants to get beat up, I'd beat him up because I think he's another person who I beat. Like, most of the top five in my division, they're on the way out. They're getting old. And as you know, this is a young man's sport. I'm just coming into my prime. If when I beat Chandler, I'll probably mention Poirier, mention Charles, mention Ilya, because they're the people above me that I want to fight. And again, I think I beat Dustin Poirier. But I can understand where he's coming from, know what I mean? If he is only having one more fight, then I wouldn't fight me either, because you don't want to finish your career on a loss and you want to try and get as much money in as you possibly can.
Right.
Patty, we're very excited to see you, man. Come down here. UFC 314, April 12th at the Kaseya Center. Get your tickets. Be there in the building. I'm sure the building's going to be rocking and singing, "Oh, Patty the Bat." It's going to be, I can already see Marcos. He's already vibing to it. Patty, thanks for the time, man. We can't wait.
You know that. See you later.
There you go. Patty the Batty Pimblett. Appreciate him joining the other program.
I got to tell you, that dude's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
He's a scouser.
But I'm telling you, dude. So people say to me about how my mindset had to be to play football, right? And I didn't think nothing of it. I'm like, you get hit hard, you hurt yourself, you just get up, you run. Him saying, I'd rather just be choked out to sleep than to be knocked out. I'm like,
shh, 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 shh,
gotta go to sleep.
No, I can't. No, no.
Thanks again to Patty Pimblett for showing up on the show, and very much excited to see him in action and seeing what that building is going to be like, react to it. And we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. But before that, if you guys want to go to Buckets and Bets right now, caller number, let's go 7. Caller 7 right now. You are going to win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets. Come watch our big college basketball tip-off weekend party at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. You get your tickets now, Ticketmaster.com, VIP packages and all that. You can drink with friends, giant screens, live in-action betting. But if you guys want to go right now, caller number 7 to 305-567-0560. Back with more after this.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.